we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Christ Will Judge Us. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be paid back according to what he has done while in the body, whether good or evil. I have just read from the New English Translation. Many believers live each day unaware that there is a divine assignment tied to their existence. They go through life chasing personal dreams, surviving from day to day, but never truly asking, Lord, why did you send me here? It is a tragedy when a Christian, saved by grace, lives for self rather than for the Savior who redeemed them. But Scripture is clear. Every one of us will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, not to be judged for sin, for those in Christ, sin has been judged on the cross, but to be judged for works, for how we lived, what we did with our time, gifts, and opportunities. See Romans 14, 10 through 12. The reward will not be based on how much we did in the eyes of men, but whether we fulfilled what God assigned us to do. When you begin to live for Christ, truly live for Him, life becomes more than a daily grind. Everything, even your trials and delays, becomes part of the tapestry of divine purpose. You begin to walk with a sense of eternal perspective, and joy springs from knowing that you are part of God's unfolding plan. See Romans 8:28. Paul understood this deeply. He declared, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1:21. He wasn't being poetic. He meant every word. Living for Paul was simply about fulfilling Christ's purpose on earth. He was so aligned with God's purpose that he could say, I am not ready to die yet. My work here is not done. See Philippians 1:22-25. That kind of authority comes only when your life is no longer your own. We have all been called to this kind of life. And he died for all, so that those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised. 2 Corinthians 5:15. To live for Christ is to live with power, clarity, and eternal significance. Go into today remembering that your life will be evaluated by Christ himself. Choose today to live for the one who died for you. Let your choices, time, and energy be poured into what will matter forever. Prayer. Lord Jesus, please help me to live for you and not for myself. Help me walk in the center of your will so that I may receive a full reward when I stand before you. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Exodus chapters 17 to 20. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Exodus chapter 17 to 20.
The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said,
Give us water to drink.
Moses replied,
Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?
But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said,
Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?
Then Moses cried out to the Lord,
What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me.
The Lord answered Moses,
Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink.
So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, And he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua,
Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow, I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands.
So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses,
Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven.
Moses built an altar and called it, The Lord is my banner. He said,
Because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord, the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation.
Now Jethro, the priest of Midian and father-in-law of Moses, heard of everything God had done for Moses and for his people Israel, and how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. After Moses had sent away his wife Zipporah, his father-in-law Jethro received her and her two sons. One son was named Gershom, for Moses said,
I have become a foreigner in a foreign land.
And the other was named Eliezer, for he said,
My father's God was my helper. He saved me from the sword of Pharaoh.
Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, together with Moses' sons and wife, came to him in the wilderness, where he was camped near the mountain of God. Jethro had sent word to him,
I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons.
So Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. They greeted each other and then went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law about everything the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and about all the hardships they had met along the way, and how the Lord had saved them. Jethro was delighted to hear about all the good things the Lord had done for Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. He said,
Praise be to the Lord, who rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians and of Pharaoh, and who rescued the people from the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all other gods, for he did this to those who had treated Israel arrogantly.
Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and other sacrifices to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law in the presence of God. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning till evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said,
What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?
Moses answered him,
Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions.
Moses' father-in-law replied,
What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice. And may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them his decrees and instructions, and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people. Men who fear God. Trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain. And appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times. But have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied.
Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said,
"This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites."
So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together,
"We will do everything the Lord has said."
So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses,
"I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you."
Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses,
"Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, 'Be careful that you do not approach the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain is to be put to death. They are to be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on them, whether people or animals. They shall not be permitted to live. Only when the ram's horn sounds a long blast may they approach the mountain."
After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people,
"Prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations."
On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up. And the Lord said to him,
Go down and warn the people, so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them.
Moses said to the Lord,
The people cannot come up Mount Sinai, because you yourself warned us. Put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy.
The Lord replied,
Go down and bring Aaron up with you. But the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them.
So Moses went down to the people and told them. And God spoke all these words.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
When the people saw the thunder and lightning, and heard the trumpet, and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses,
Speak to us yourself and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die.
Moses said to the people,
Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning.
The people remained at a distance, while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses,
Tell the Israelites this. You have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven. Do not make any gods to be alongside me. Do not make for yourselves gods of silver or gods of gold. Make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar of stones for me, do not build it with dressed stones, for you will defile it if you use a tool on it. And do not go up to my altar on steps, lest your nakedness be exposed on it. These are the laws you are to set before them.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.